like have four posts that you would store the hay in? Just the
post? Each stall.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. We call that the rack.
Okay. When you first cut the hay, and you put it in stacks out on the field, what did y'all call that?
Haystacks.
Okay. Was there any special name that you had for the places where the cow was either penned or staked when you milked it? And I think I asked you that yesterday.
Stall.
Okay. What is there any general name that you could give the area around the barn where you let the animals out, but in a fenced area?
Lot.
Okay. Is that called a barnyard? The mm-hmm. same thing that I would call a barnyard? Okay. Okay, I didn't ask you this. When you when they were building a fence, I think you said that you used that they used wooden fences mostly, like slats or rails, I guess you called it.
Rail fence.
What did they use to make it firm in the ground? How did they connect the slats together is what I'm asking. You know, like the pieces at either end that they would attach it to.
I really don't know. They just cross them and
okay, but did they
put some stakes along, I don't know.
Okay, stakes is what I'm looking for, but can you think of any other word that you can use to name stakes, or that means the same thing as stake? Like what you might put your mailbox on? Or
post.
Okay, and did they use post actually? I mean, did they dig a hole in the ground and stick the post in and then attach the rails between them? Okay. Did they ever use a kind of wall that was made out of the rocks and so forth in the field?
No, I didn't know about it. But if they did, they have used a lot of rock building.
I guess especially as you get closer to the mountains, there would be more rock available. Mm-hmm. It'd be more likely that they would. That would not be used so much for, I suppose, to keep anything in or out, but just for to look pretty?
Yeah.
Is that mainly what it would be? What would you call that was made out of rocks? What kind of wall would
rock
you?
House, I guess.
Oh, okay, rock houses, but also, I mean, just the little walls that people use that are made out of rocks.
I guess just wall, all I know.
Okay, like a stone wall or something mm-hmm. like that. I think I was talking about a poem in my class 2 or 3 years ago about a poem by Robert Frost about how the people in New England go out in the spring and build the stone wall back up. And he says, good fences make good neighbors. And I always thought that, I understood what the poem was talking about. And there was a boy in my class who had lived in the area where they actually did build the stone walls up, and he, talked about the fact that people really did get out and do it, and it wasn't just a thing in a poem, it was a fact, and that it was an important ritual to get out there and restore your wall, as though, everybody need to mark off his boundary from mm-hmm. somebody else. Okay, and I asked you this question yesterday too, but it asked it in a different way here, and that is, it says, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what might you put in the nest to,
straw.
Okay, but did you ever use like a fake egg?
Oh yes.
Okay, what'd you call that?
Gourd.
Oh really? Just you used an actual
little gourd.
Really? Okay, it's suggested here that you might have used something that would be called a china egg.
Yes, we have had those. Well, not in the early days, we didn't. We used little gourds.
But it would have the same effect, I guess.
Oh yes.
Okay, well what is a china egg? I just want to know, because
it's just the thing you buy.
Were they pretty or just plain?
Yeah, just about like an egg, except to.
And it would actually make the hen start laying?
I don't know whether it had anything to do with that or not, but we thought it did, but I don't.
But the hen did start laying. You did mention yesterday you had laying eggs, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you call them, laying eggs?
Laying hens.
Laying hens. How long does a hen produce? Never thought about that before.
I couldn't tell you.
Did you?
A couple of years. Yes.
And then you could kill them and eat them? I mean, they were supposed to. They weren't tougher as the years passed.
Oh, yes. They get tougher, but you cook them longer.
Then you use that for stew hen or something like that, chicken and dumplings or something.
Chicken pie.
Okay. What did you call the container that you got water out of the well in?
Bucket.
Okay, what was it named?
Rope and bucket. Galvanized buckets is long, slim.
Okay. Did you ever use a wooden bucket?
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten we had used them, but we bought them, we didn't make them.
But you had the wooden buckets first,
didn't
you?
Yeah.
And what do you call the piece that goes around the bucket? Metal or, you know, to hold?
Hoop.
Yeah, the hoops. Is there anything different? Is there any difference between a bucket, is that what you called it, mm-hmm. and what you carried milk in?
Well, it was a different shape.
Okay, what'd you carry milk in?
A wide mouth, wide at the top.
Is that a pail? Is that different?
I guess. It was called a pail, yeah.
Okay, another something to cook with that I didn't ask you about, didn't think about, and you mentioned, I think, a pot. But did you also have something that you fried things in?
Yes, we mentioned that after you left last night, that we used a skillet with legs on it, three legs.